Hello, everyone. Welcome to the War Room, brought to you by Frontline Memphis. I am Pastor Terrence Moore, and I am here with the other members, the other generals. Shout yourselves out. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. It's Alicia.
Hey, it's Cecil.
I was expecting a little more hype introduction. I was like, introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. It's Alicia.
That's my normal introduction.
I know, but I was, you know, like, I didn't give a normal, like, setup to your introduction. So I thought it was going to be like, it's Alicia.
No.
Oh, okay. Bloop, bloop. Yeah. You know, I guess that was the energy I was looking for. Mm-hmm. We're back.
Yeah.
We had an ice storm. And then we had nationals, but now we are back live this week. We're doing a bit of a rewind. I know if you follow the Facebook page and the YouTube page, we did a couple of throwback messages these past Sundays. So we're kind of throwing it back to the last live message, which was walking in service. Was it walking in service or walking in servitude?
Walking in service.
Walking in service. There we go. And you know, I was blessed by the word. I hope you were blessed by the word, and I hope that you're blessed by this conversation that we're going to have around the word. So, the focus of the message came from John 13:1-17, and that is where Jesus is washing the feet of his disciples, right before he identifies, before the Last Supper, correct? Because it's right before he identifies Judas.
Oh, yeah.
So it is before the Last Supper. And we pulled so many different nuggets from this, and we were talking about the three things that we have to recognize about service. And we jumping right into it. We're jumping right into it. And the first thing that we recognized was that status does not exempt you from service.
Yeah.
Status does not exempt you from service. And this was one that it was kind of a double header.
Yes.
If you will. But the part that blessed me so much, and actually I'm going to go to it in my Bible. We're in John 13. And what got me was verse 3, where it says, Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table.
Yeah.
And just knowing God, Jesus knew himself.
Right.
He knew who sent him. He knew the power and the authority that he had. And because of that, he used that as a reason to get up.
Yeah.
And serve the disciples, to get up and wash their feet. And it's too many times that we use our authority as a reason why we aren't serving.
Uh-huh.
We use the pride of our status or our title.
Yeah.
And we use that to keep us from serving.
Mm-hmm.
But I just love how God does this, because he's like, no. If anything, that's more of a reason for you to serve. That's more of a reason for you to get up and wash some people's feet.
Right.
To humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But what it also speaks to is, yes, Jesus knew himself, but he also knew God. Because it said he had come from God and would return to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if I know that I'm from God and I'm going to return to God, when I return to God, then I'm going to be held accountable for what I did.
Right.
Yeah.
While I was away from him.
Right.
Yeah.
right? While I was off on the mission that he assigned me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I know nothing else, I know he's going to want me to do what's in his heart to do.
Right.
But it's also, I mean, Jesus was sent down here as an example. And as a leader, the way that you teach is that you lead through example.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the example that he's leaving is that all of his followers also should be servants,
right,
then that's how he's teaching them.
Right.
So
right.
He taught in parables, but he taught through example as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it only makes sense that he would, you know, that the Bible also would call out, like, just to kind of dismiss, like you were saying, like any idea of like, I'm too good or I'm too haughty or I'm too high and mighty to do this. It's like, it called out specifically. It's like, even with all of this, that's the exact reason why I am doing this. Uh-huh. Because if I'm expecting anyone else to, then I'm not above reproach. I'm not above, you know, I'm not above serving as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm going to show you. And then that way you can follow the example that I've shown.
Yeah. I think also in that teaching moment, Jesus was showing, this is who I am. This
yeah.
is a part of the calling. When we serve, it's not just to, it is a way of humbling ourselves, but that's because we're always supposed to be humble in the work that we have been called to do.
Yeah.
And so service is a part of it. It is not a reason to make ourselves low and get, like, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
This is part of what it is to love, you know, if love is kind and it's not self-seeking. Servitude is that should just be in us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
that is who God is. That's who Jesus is.
Right. And I'm glad you said that's who God is, because what y'all don't understand is God sent Jesus as a service to us.
Right.
Yeah.
That was right. God's way of serving us.
Right.
By giving us Jesus. You know, when he answers your prayers, that's a service.
That's a service. Yeah.
That he is providing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see a lot of times where people pray something different from what God initially said.
Mm-hmm.
And because they prayed, and there, God was like, okay, here you go.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to understand that we are not above
right.
serving.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus made that abundantly clear later on in this chapter where he says, no one is like, the servant is not greater than the master.
Right.
So if the master is serving, then the servants
mm-hmm.
need to be serving. We're no greater than God, no matter how big your following is, no matter how big your church is, no matter how much money you have in your account, you're not any greater than Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not any greater than God. And so if they served, you too must serve.
Right. And you made another like excellent point here where think about what he had. You said he literally had the weight of the world on his shoulders at
yeah.
this time. That, you know, he took the time out to serve and to teach what it is to have the heart of a servant.
Right.
And when you said, you don't have more going on than Jesus had going on.
Yeah.
Like, so you are without excuse as to why you can't serve others.
Yeah.
Especially the body.
100%. 100%. And that was one of those preaching to myself moments.
Uh-huh.
You know, because there are a lot of times where I see my schedule,
uh-huh.
right? I see all the things that I have to do, but I also feel how tired I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, sometimes I'm slower to serve.
Uh-huh.
I'm slower to volunteer. You know, I'm slower to move. I'm slower to act. I want to just sit in my rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Instead of actually being a servant and of service to others.
Mm-hmm.
And God was like, what you have to do is no bigger than what Jesus had.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
In that moment, Jesus is washing the feet of people who are still kind of doubting and unsure who he is.
Mm-hmm.
A person who's going to betray him.
Someone who's going to deny
him. And someone who is going to deny him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The big one talking.
Yeah. But yet, and all of that while still understanding I have to die for these people. And not just I'm going to fall asleep and I'm going to be with the Lord
right
type thing. No, I have to die a sinner's death, a criminal's death. I have to die the worst death that there was back then.
Right. And it was magnified for him.
Right. And so in that, and you still like, okay, but I know I have authority.
Mm-hmm.
I know God has given me power. I know that I came from God.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm going back to God. And because of that, I am going to serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am going to serve. And that's the mindset that we have to have. And I like that it says, because he knew. Because he knew. And I think a lot of us talk ourselves out of service or shy away from service because we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know I came from God, but just think about it. On a daily basis, how much do you think about, I'm going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be back with God.
Right.
He's going to judge. I'm going to be judged for the things that I did on this earth.
Right.
And that I didn't do. You don't think about that every moment of every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Especially when faced with the option of serving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But because Jesus knew and he walked in that knowledge at all times, he was able to, in that situation, deny whatever his flesh might have been telling him. It doesn't say that he didn't feel like serving, but if the flesh even tried, no, I know
right
that I have power.
Right.
I know that I have authority. Mm-hmm. I know that I came from God, and I know that I'm returning to him, so I know I have to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have to walk in that knowledge all the time and act like we know that.
Right. Yeah.
Because we have choices, right? So like you were saying, like it didn't say that he didn't feel like it, but he definitely had the option to not. And I feel like that's in our everyday, like we have the choice. Either we can choose to serve ourselves or we can choose to serve the Lord. And when we're serving the Lord, that's part of serving other people as well.
Right.
And so like the, you know, a lot of times that's the back and forth with the, I don't feel like it, because then it comes to then I'd rather serve myself in this moment instead of showing love towards, you know, God's people, as he has commanded me to do so.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. And the other part of that was of course also making sure that you understand that you're not too high or too low to be served.
Right.
To be served. Just listening back to the word, like it really preached to me. It's like, hey, just because I'm a pastor, it doesn't mean I have to go to other pastors.
Mm-hmm.
To be served.
Right.
You know, like God gives wisdom to all people. Mm-hmm. And I think of how many friends that I have who actually do minister to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who minister to me, even if it's just reminding me of a word that God gave me to give to them years ago. You know,
yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, that blessed me. The fact that you brought that, like, we get to this point where we are like Peter. Where it's like, no, God, you don't got to wash my feet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do that. We tell people, no, I'm fine. No, it's okay. No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. They are trying to serve. They are trying to be the example that God has called them to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're a help that God has sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't let your pride or your shame.
Shame, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep you out of being served.
Right. Or stop the will of God that's supposed to be, you know, going forth.
Yeah, because like and that's a good way of thinking about it. When you stop somebody from serving you because of pride, false humility, or shame, anything like that, then it's like, well, you're stopping the will of God.
You are in the way. Yeah.
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 Don't complain about, nobody ever does this. I'm always the one. You're also always the one to reject service when people try to give it to you.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, God is trying to give it to you early on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I can handle it. But you don't have to.
Right.
Yeah.
God has sent you a helper, someone to give you a service, so that way you're not stressed going down the line. See, I'm preaching to myself again.
Uh-huh.
You're not stressed as you're going through the process.
Uh-huh.
As you're getting nearer and closer to the deadline, God knows more than we know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he's going to send people sometimes early in the process when you're not tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that goes back to a message you preached early on in the series, just about being able to be, like, to slow down to where we can hear the Lord.
Right.
Yeah.
Not even that we can, but that we want to.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's both of it, that we want to actually hear. So when people do approach you and they're offering their time, their talent, or their treasure, then you're able to consult with God before you either accept or deny.
Yep.
You know, because all help ain't good help. So you do have to be sure that you are, you know, being led through discernment in those moments. But it can't be discernment through your flesh. It has to be a true
spiritual discernment.
Yep, spiritual discernment to be like, okay, Lord, this is the offering. Because you also don't have to be quick to accept either.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You know what I mean? Just because they kind of, I mean, you have time. I think that's really the underlying theme that came through this series is take your time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's not just take your time to, you know, mull it over within your own thoughts, but take your time to consult God.
Right.
Yeah.
And to see yay or nay. Because those are the two options. Yes or no, Lord. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And how do you want me to do it?
Yep.
Come on. Come on. And you're right. Because it's the Pace Yourself series.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the Pace Yourself series. And so, like, it is important that we do always double back to that.
Right. Because the whole point is hearing
the
wisdom, hearing godly wisdom.
Yes, yes. And
how the Lord is trying to speak to you through other people,
mm-hmm.
or through his word.
Yeah, because we're trying not to tire ourselves out of the race.
Right,
right,
right.
The race towards righteousness.
Yep. Right.
Right? And so, like, even in serving, it's like, hey, pace yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One thing at a time. Nobody's telling you to go out right now and start a whole foundation.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Nobody's telling you to go out and take everybody who doesn't have a car to work in the morning, start your own little personal bus service. Nobody's saying that.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying is slow down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hear God.
Yep.
And serve when he is telling you to serve in the now.
Mm-hmm.
And do it in a way to where it is not rushed.
Right.
And it is not, I'm getting further in the message now, and it's not a strain on you.
Exactly, because it stores up the energy for you to be able to continue the work that God has given you to do.
Yes.
When you pace yourself and you do it the way God wants you to do it.
Right.
Because he's not going to give you like all of this that you can't handle.
Right, right. So we moved on to the second point, that the second thing we needed to understand about service, and it was that we should always be prepped for service. Always be prepped for service.
Stay ready.
Yes, you have to stay ready. You have to stay ready. And I listening back to this part of the message, I was like, yes, God, that's so good. That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think, like, because Peter was in his externness, like he is, then wash my hands and wash my face and wash my all of that. And he was like, no. Like,
you took a bath at the house.
Yeah, you should have cleaned up at the house. like all of you aren't clean, but like people who are clean only need me to wash their feet. And it was just like, right, you don't show up to nobody's house stanky.
Right.
Take your showers. You wash up, you clean what you know is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what Jesus did was, by washing the feet, I am washing your feet because you did what you could do to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walked through the world to get to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And now that you have made it to me, after doing your due diligence before you stepped out of the house, now that you've made it to me, I'm going to clean what is now dirty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know the path you walked. I know that it was dirty. Mm-hmm. I know that it was filthy. I know that you might have got some cuts on your feet, so I'm going to clean it to keep infection from happening.
Right.
Like, I know these things, but you have to do your job and clean yourself and always be prepped for service.
Mm-hmm.
That man, and I loved how God gave it to me, where it's like, we need to clean the things that we can see and reach.
Right. I loved that. Yeah.
That we can see and reach.
Yeah.
if you can see it and you can reach it, clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clean it up. We have to stop being in love with the kind of dirty feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, I can see it and I can reach it, but I don't smell it yet. So I'm gonna just leave it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we just begin to idolize our imperfections too.
Mm.
Like when it comes to that, we feel like, well, that's just who I am. This uh-huh. makes me me.
Yeah.
And so like that, even though we know that it's not, you know, in service of the Lord, it's that little, you know, that little extra that's like that you feel like sets you apart.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and that, and you want to hold on to it. Like, oh, you know, I can clap back real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to throw that up in certain situations so people don't forget who you used to be. But it's like you're idolizing this. You're holding on to it because,
yeah
it's in you, but it doesn't have to become you.
Right.
That's not who you are.
Right.
Like it can be let go and it can be removed and it can be something that's not so second nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, it feels good because when we're and presented in like earthly and worldly situations, we want to show that we're not too far removed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have forgot.
Right. You're supposed to be praying that stuff out.
Right.
To let the Holy Spirit in.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good, Lisa.
But yeah, because it's there are so many things that we can see and reach,
mm-hmm.
but it's not as bad as somebody else's dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, how you walk out the house with all that dirt on your face? The same way you walked out the house with all that dirt on your elbows.
Mm-hmm.
You got long sleeves on, but you still dirty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because you can see that person's dirt, it doesn't mean that it excuses your dirt that you saw in Capri.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I loved it because it was just so layered.
It was.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so layered because like there are some things that we can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't reach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in growing in your convictions, it gets revealed.
It reveals mm-hmm. it, yeah.
I cannot tell you the amount of things that early in my walk I thought were okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That other ministers and spiritual leaders told me were okay.
Was okay, yeah.
And then once I started getting more serious about my walk and reading the word and allowing God to convict me in new ways
mm-hmm.
so that way I can grow, I was like, oh, well, that's jealousy. I do mm-hmm. that because of jealousy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I do that because of pride.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like this is still putting images in my head
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that are popping up out of nowhere. Maybe I don't need to be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to stay away from this. Maybe I need to watch how I talk.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to watch the jokes that I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
But before, it wasn't always there. I didn't see it as a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't reach it. Like, I saw it, but I could reach it, but I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you have on the other side where I can see it, but I can't reach it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am struggling with this thing.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't want to think that way.
Yep. Yep.
I don't want to feel that way. I don't like being anxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it. I can see it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't quite reach it.
Yeah. And I like then though, you said then we need to become more flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. I think about like in the natural, our inflexibility is because we don't utilize those muscles.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so
we don't train them.
Yeah, we don't train them. And so it's like when we have areas in our life, like you said, like I'm really struggling with this unforgiveness, but I feel like it's too, you know, it's too far out of my reach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because you're not training that muscle of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Which is why you're continuing to live in unforgiveness. You're not
right.
training that muscle of love,
yeah.
of acceptance, of, you know, so it's like, it's just like in the physical, if I want to be able to become more flexible and more limber, you know, and be able to move without aches and pains and being stiff, then I need to go exercise.
Yeah.
I need to go to the gym. I need to do some stability exercise. I need to do some stretches, but I have to do some form of work that is, you know, centered on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so in the spiritual, it's the same way. It's like when things feel so far out of reach, then that's when you have to do intentional work intentional exercise to train to loosen up those muscles. And it might not come immediately, but over time, as those muscles become more warm, they become more limber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it becomes more of like second nature and things that you're doing all the time versus just, you know, accepting the fact that, well, I guess it's just how it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also loved here where you brought in where the power of the blood of Jesus comes into play.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you getting cleaning those places that we can't reach or that we can see and can't reach or that we don't even know, you know, is there that we need to. It reminded me because I think so many times we, you know, when we think of the blood covering a multitude of wrongs or sins, we think of it as, you know, throwing the rug over the dirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was watching, I immediately thought of peroxide. Mm. How when you put peroxide over, like, it bubbles in a certain way where it reveals that, like, infection or the dirt that is harmful that you can't necessarily see, and it bubbles a certain way. It is a certain way, showing you this is a part that needs to be cleaned. And that's what I feel like the blood does when it covers. It gets into those places that you can't, those microscopic places.
Yeah.
And it does its work to cleanse you.
Mm-hmm. And that's real good because it's been times where I've cut my finger, washed my hands, put peroxide on, and it still bubbles.
Uh-huh.
And so I, like, even in my greatest effort to clean the wound,
you're still missing something. Yeah.
I'm still missing something, and that is what the blood does. That's such a good analogy right there. Whoa, that blessed me.
The blood is not hiding. It's revealing things so that it can cleanse it and get it out of you.
Reveal it.
That is good because that's how we look at it. We look at it as it hides. It keeps it, you know, I don't have to work at it. I don't have to continue to try to clean it. Because even after the peroxide, once it bubbles, what you do is you wash again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You don't just let it sit there and bubble and leave it. It's like, oh, this ain't clean. So you wash again. But no, you're right. And that goes like to what you were saying about the infection. Like, we do that cleaning because when we go into service, we don't want to infect other people by the things that we have left unclean.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and I think that's what happens. Like, to the analogy still, if we put that peroxide on and it bubbles up and we see the bubble up of unforgiveness, we see the bubble up of jealousy, we see the bubble up of pride, and we're like, well, it's been clean enough. And we go on with other people. Well, in my ministry, I might be giving you Jesus, but I'm giving you some of me too. You know, and what I'm telling you to do, it might be, this is what the words say, but then I'm going to throw in, but then I would also do this.
Come on.
And it's going to be laced with that pride and that jealousy and that envy. And so I'm infecting you, and I'm also mishandling God's word by, you know, distorting exactly what it says through my own personal pain and opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's so good because this example is kind of left, but y'all remember American Gangster?
I never seen it.
You've seen it. You just don't remember it. We watched it together.
Oh, okay.
Denzel Washington, right? He has this drug, Blue Magic, and is out there on the streets and all this stuff. And then one of the people that he gives it to, he's like adding extra stuff to it. And because of that,
he's cutting it.
Yes, Denzel comes up and is like, hey, you don't have to do that. This is good just as it is. Like, what you're doing is you messing up with the brand name. Call it whatever you want, but you can't call this Blue Magic. And so when we call ourselves giving people the word with us in it, because we haven't cleaned ourselves, then you can call that whatever you want. But don't call it the gospel.
Right.
Come on.
You can call that whatever you want, but don't call it love.
That's
you
good.
Can call that whatever you want, but don't call it Jesus.
Yeah.
Because you have now added an ingredient to that that makes that unpure.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true.
It makes your advice unpure because you put your flesh in there and you mixed it with the word, and you did that to somebody who might not know the word
and they're
fully.
They're gonna take it as the truth.
Yeah. And they're gonna take it as the word, and they're gonna tell somebody else what the Bible says this. And no, that's not what happened.
Yeah. But I think you made a good point too, where you said it's not that we're like you don't have to be perfect. And, you know, like, we don't want it mm-hmm. to be that we stop service because it's like, well, because I know I have jealousy in my heart right. still. It's like, no, the cleaning is the awareness.
Right. Yes.
So then that way, when I go to you, I'm aware in the things that I say, being aware that, okay, Alicia, you know how you feel. Remove that so uh-huh. you can give them what God said.
Right.
Remove you so that you can only give them God.
Right. Yeah.
Like, so I'm walking towards perfection mm-hmm. by being aware, but I don't have to be perfect yes. in right. order to serve somebody.
And that's not just some superficial prayer that we pray when we say, remove me. That is a real
yes.
prayer.
Yes, yeah. It is very real.
Because yeah. we have to continue to remove our flesh from the situation so that the word of God shines through and yeah. shines out and yeah. does its work.
Yes. Yeah. Now, you did just bring up something where you're talking about, like, it doesn't excuse you from service.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 100%, we're all,
yep.
if you're a part of the body, you're supposed to be serving.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But understanding that, oh, I can be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, I'm going through a similar situation that I am not quite healed from.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going through the same thing this person's going through, but they're coming to me. You do not have to be all-knowing.
Mm.
No.
You do not have to have all the answers.
Right, 'cause
if
you don't.
Someone comes to you with something where, you know, like, ooh, I know I haven't fully forgiven somebody, let's go to the word and see what the
together.
Word says uh-huh. about forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know what? I know sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so, my friend so-and-so, who's a man of God, who's a woman of God. Let's go talk to them
mm-hmm.
because yeah. now they're friends with somebody who used to be their enemy. Let's both go.
Uh-huh.
That is still you serving.
It right. is.
That is still you serving. You connecting somebody with someone else who can truly help.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But also, you getting that help too.
Right, right. You killing a bunch of birds with that because you are also confessing
yes.
and, you know, purging like that. Like that. It, yeah.
And I think that transparency is important.
Always.
Like in the body of Christ, mm-hmm. when we're trying to help and to serve and to, you know, just turn people onto the or guide or help people to go on the right path.
Right.
Like, it's important that we're being transparent as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because 100%. It's hard to receive from people who are perfect or think they're perfect
right.
yeah.
and don't struggle right. with anything because it's like, you know, you might have it together in this area, but everybody don't have it together in all areas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the transparency of like, I'm so glad that you came to me. You know what? I actually have been trying to study this myself.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
You know, I'm yep. actually dealing with this a little bit myself. This is what I've done so far, but what can we do together?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, what Bible, like you were saying, like not to reiterate what you said, but just all those actions that come from that, but acknowledging to your brother and sister in Christ,
mm-hmm.
I don't have it all together
yeah.
either.
Come yeah. on.
But what I do know, the resources I do have, I want to share them with you.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And that does such a good job of letting people know there is a place for you here, even in your imperfection.
Right, right.
Because none of us are perfect.
Right.
And anybody who is close to it, it is by the grace of God and not by their own might.
Right.
It is by the grace of God and not by their own might. And so, yes, I agree 100%. If we are more transparent, the transparency is a service within itself.
Absolutely.
Because you have no idea what that does to a person when they know, like, oh, you're struggling with this too.
Yeah.
You're working your way through this
yeah.
too. You had like, I was like, oh, okay. So I don't have to live in shame.
Right.
I don't have to cut myself off from the body.
Right.
Because I can't forgive.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm still dealing with this issue.
Yeah.
Or I'm still upset because I prayed and God didn't save my wife, my son, my mm-hmm. daughter, my grandmother, my brother, my sister, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That type of transparency is a service within itself.
Absolutely, 100%.
It's a service within itself because it keeps people in the body. It keeps people connected. Amen. Ooh, yeah, look, hey, y'all, please forgive if I'm not able to get all the coughing and the sneezing out, hey, we change temperatures.
Right.
So the important thing is the word. Don't let that be a distraction from
yes,
the word.
Yes.
And so that brings us to the third and final point. where it is we must serve out of obedience and not convenience.
Yeah.
We must serve out of obedience and not convenience. And that came from verse 17 where Jesus said, now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. And in my study, that I was like, what? Because, you know, you hear so many times, you hear so many times that people who are not in Christ and are being blessed and getting all the things like, well, that's because they're still working kingdom principles. They're still working kingdom principles. And so they're going to get blessed. But right here, it says, now that you know this, God will bless you for doing it. I'm not saying that teaching now that proves that teaching to be false, but it makes me look at that a little differently because now I'm like, well, who's blessing them? That's not God blessing. Like if I put a seed in the ground and I water it and I watch over it, it's going to grow because that's nature.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like you're using kingdom principles. No, they just doing what they know.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I'm not going to stay on that, but because that's like my old little thing. But to know that, okay, now that you know this about service, about how you're supposed to treat people, now God's going to bless you for doing it. Because before, you were not doing it to honor God.
Right.
You were doing it because it was convenient.
Yeah.
You were doing it because it made you feel good, not because it was good.
Right.
But now that you know I am commanding you to do this, that this is how I need you to act, this is how I need you to represent me and the body, now you're going to get blessed for doing that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that, like, just rewatching it, and I was like, God, you were so good for that. Just talking about how there's a difference between doing things out of pity and doing things out of love.
That was very good.
And a lot of times the good that we do, the service that we do, is out of pity.
Yeah.
Or out of love for self. Mm-hmm. Love for the feeling.
Yeah.
Yep.
That I did something good.
Yeah.
Right? But then once we change that, like, no, I'm doing it because I love you. That means it doesn't matter if it's an inconvenience.
Right.
It doesn't matter if this is not a good time. It doesn't matter if this isn't how I would normally serve you.
Right.
Because I love you.
Right.
I'm going to do it because that's what God told me to
do. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I love God, I'm going to serve you this way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what brought it to my attention was like, what brought it all together in the message was like, what happens when God tells you to serve somebody who you don't pity?
Uh-huh.
Right. Right.
And I was like, ooh, God.
Right.
Like, I forgot you said that. Mm-hmm. I forgot you gave that to me. Like, what happened? Like, because it's people who we envy.
Right.
Who we look up to.
We think they have it all.
Think they have it all. And when we compare to what we have, I'm not where they are.
Yeah.
But you want me to serve them?
Yeah.
You want me to help them? They ain't dealing with half of what I'm dealing with, but they dealing with something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I think it goes back to, like, kind of earlier when you were saying a status. So sometimes when we look at people that have more, yes, it's that, you know, like, okay, they don't need it from me, but then it's also could be like, what could I offer them?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, what do you give people that already have everything?
Mm.
And so you feel like the service that you could offer, like, you know, God might be telling you something or showing you something. It's like, well, hey, why don't you, you know, send them this scripture? Or why don't you share this word with them?
Mm-hmm.
Or why don't you offer to take them to lunch? And it's like, God, they don't need that from me.
Yeah.
They got everything they need already. You know, not even out of like an envious place, but just like you feel like, again, that you're not worthy enough to contribute.
Right.
Because of who that person is. But again, stepping outside of the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's a dangerous thing to assume that about people. I mean, when you think about it, even with like leadership in the church, if you are there, like encouraging your pastor.
Yeah.
Like being there, like, you know, like that extra amen could be what helps keep them looking like they don't need, like, because they're being sustained
by
the service that you are continually providing. That's why it's got to be in your DNA to serve, because that's in Christ's DNA.
I like
what both of y'all said, but Alicia, when you brought up, what do you give, what do I have to give somebody who has everything,
right,
because of their status, it clicked. That is how we treat God. That's how we treat God. It's like, well, what do I have to give God that he needs? How do I serve God? How do I be of service to God? Like, give him your life. Give him all of you. Give him your time. Give him your talent. Yes, even sometimes give him your treasure. Give him what he has given you back. But we look at serving God. Some people do look at serving God like it's this big monumental thing that the little that I can do won't make a dent.
The little that I can do won't matter.
So if everybody making disciples, but I don't make disciples, what difference does it make? If everybody is loving everybody, but I'm the one person not loving anybody, then okay, if I just love myself, then what difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Like, no, though, that small thing is bigger than you believe. A scripture to somebody who has millions of dollars, billions of dollars in the account, a scripture at the right time could mean more to that person than whatever's in their bank account. It could save somebody's life where their money couldn't.
And let's say that you know for a fact that they have other people sending them scriptures. And it's like, well, if they got all this from everybody else, they got people that's encouraging them. I know their wife encourages them. I know that they have a spiritual father that encourages them. I know that they in their own word. But sometimes, when God directs you to do something, it's because they need to receive it directly from you. And so you can't look at what you see that, I think about when it comes to money, like when you're trying to collect stuff, it's like, well, all I got is $2. Well, they already raised $1,000. They ain't gonna need this little $2 from me. The little that you have is still needed, though, because it's about the obedience that comes behind it is what it is. It's like, you know, it goes back to like the scripture about when they were sowing what they had and the woman who gave her last. Well, she gave a little, but it's like, but no, your faithfulness and being obedient and not being so consumed by the quantity of it, you know, is what I'm honoring. And so you can't let everything that's outside to be a distraction. Just follow as God leads.
And that's the main thing. Follow as God leads.
Yes.
Serve as God instructs and leads.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus didn't go out his way to do anything ridiculous to serve the disciples. He did what everybody else did when someone came to their house. He washed their feet. That was customary.
That was
a custom. He didn't like, well, I got to do something grand because I'm Jesus. And how am I going to let them know that I am who I say I am if all I'm doing is what everybody else is doing? It didn't matter. The fact that he was obedient and did it how God told him to do it. If everybody in the city is doing the same thing, but they don't have the heart that you have for God, and they don't have the passion that you have to obey God and do it the way God is saying to do it, then it's not going to have the impact.
Come on.
Jesus washing their feet had impact because
of who he was.
Of who he was and why he did it. Because of who he was and why he did it. That's what separates us from the world. Other people can love. Other people can love. But how we love and why we love.
It hits different.
Yeah. It hits different. It hits different. Other people can forgive. But how we forgive and why we forgive. It hits different. Other people can Glory give, but yeah. how we give
yes.
and why we give mm. hits different yeah. because of who we are and who we serve.
That's right.
And if that don't bless you right there, I just don't know. Like,
yeah.
That's it, y'all.
Yeah.
yeah. That's
the whole thing.
Come on, yep. amen and good night. yeah.
That is it. That is why we have to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's going to hit different coming from the body.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's going to impact the world differently.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know? Because Jesus impacted the world differently
right.
from the rest of the ministers yeah. and the prophets.
Uh-huh.
He impacted the world differently.
Yeah. Yep.
People's lives depend on it.
Yes.
yes.
People's lives depend on it. And even if you think like, well, this ain't a life or death matter. It's an afterlife.
Yeah.
People's souls depend, right.
People's
right.
souls are depending
yeah.
on
yeah.
this. And don't say like, well, it's so small. It was a small thing that got you to Christ.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It was, what's the show, A Million Little Things? It
uh-huh.
was a million little things
yeah.
that got you to where you are
uh-huh.
now in Christ.
Yeah.
And now you set for eternity.
Yes. Let's not be selfish and keep that for ourselves.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Let's not be selfish and not put forth the effort that the people before us
yes.
put forth
mm-hmm.
for us so that
mm.
we may be saved,
mm-hmm.
so that we may have an understanding of who God is.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Yep.
Y'all, I love this.
Yeah.
I love the War Room. And I hope that you all have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed this message, are enjoying, and we're gonna keep it going, and we're gonna keep it more consistent in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, right? We coughing, we sneezing, but we felt the need to serve anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There are other kingdom podcasts. There are other podcasts from other churches that we could say like they could listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, God told us to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How we do it and why we do it
mm-hmm.
is going to hit different for somebody.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
Amen.
Going to hit different for somebody.
Amen.
And we pray that it hit different for you. We pray that it blessed you. We pray that you have a successful week in God, that you continue to grow in God, that you continue to stay connected in God, no matter what the world throws at you, that you stay rooted in his word,
yes, in the name
that
of
you
Jesus.
Stay connected to the Holy Spirit,
yes.
that you can hear him in the midst of whatever you're going through. So that way you can continue to keep the pace towards righteousness.
Yes.
You can continue to keep the pace towards love, towards forgiveness,
yes.
towards servitude. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Y'all, we thank you. Yes. We love you. We will see you Sunday. Yes. You can listen to this next Wednesday. Go back, listen to some other. If this is your first time listening, go back, listen to some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's gems all over this thing. The jimmiest of gems everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
everywhere. But we pray that you were blessed. We pray that you continue to be blessed. You all have a great week, and we'll see you on the battlefield.